In his home at the southern end of Owen County, musician John Harrod is sitting on an upholstered rolling desk chair with his legs crossed at the knees and a fiddle tucked under his chin. He's demonstrating fiddle playing from various regions in Kentucky.
Okay, now that's like southeast Kentucky playing.
Okay.
Here's like northeast Kentucky playing.
Harrod has been playing the fiddle for 60 years. He says he spent the 1970s, 80s, and 90s documenting old-style traditional music in Kentucky.
Particularly fiddle music. I focused on the fiddle probably more than anything else because the fiddle just has a way of grabbing hold of you.
He says he was involved in recording hundreds of old-time Kentucky musicians and was inspired by many of them.
All of it is housed at both the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University and Berea College, and many people have used those collections for their own research.
The 77-year-old pulls out a white binder filled with pages of the names of Kentucky fiddlers and the counties they're from. He has stories about all of them.
Down in Madison and Jessamine County, those fiddlers were the ones that had grown up with these black fiddlers, in particular Jim Booker. So that was a whole little microcosm of unique music in that one little place. There were some great women fiddlers along the way. Emily Dickerson, Lella Todd, Effie Pearson. I recorded them. Lily Mae Ledford.
Harrod recalls being in Lewis County to record a bunch of fiddlers in the barn of folk artists and musicians Noah and Charlie Kinney.
I was amazed at all these fiddlers that showed up in the barn just from, you know, maybe about a 5-mile radius. And I was talking to Brooks Manier, who was one of the fiddlers, and, you know, he looked around, he said, "Yeah, this here's fiddle country." I thought that stuck in my mind because he was right.
Who's your all-time favorite fiddler?
Lord, well, I'd have to say four, maybe. For Central Kentucky, it would be Doc Roberts. For the Ohio River stuff, it would be Buddy Thomas. But for Southeast Kentucky, it would be Luther Strong. And then in a category all by himself would be Darley Fulks, who was just back there in the 19th century playing in what seemed to me to be like the original bedrock style of all of Kentucky fiddling, which was also very black. He was white, of course, but he recognized that the mountain fiddling, as he played it, came from black people. And that was very unusual for him to, you know, this old man living in Wolf County, to know that because, of course, that's true. So much of what, you know, we think of as mountain music actually has a black origin.
The Kentucky native plays with the band Kentucky Wild Horse. He teaches fiddle in several places across the country from Port Townsend, Washington to Tennessee. And he's been a regular at Cowan Creek Mountain Music School in Letcher County, Kentucky for 21 years. He's currently teaching an intermediate fiddle class with Cowan Creek's online winter session. He says every fiddle tune has a different feeling to it.
When you play, you connect with that feeling and it makes you feel better. You're connecting with something that's living in that tune. Every tune has its own personality.
The online classes started because of COVID, and Harrod says while he's adjusted to teaching remotely, he likes the last week in June the best when there's a full week of in-person classes.
There's nothing like the music school just for the food and the sense of community and getting to hang out with people and all the informal music that goes on throughout the day and the evening. It's just like music immersion for an entire week.
Although Harrod is humble about his knowledge and talent, he is considered an expert. He's a master artist in the Kentucky Arts Council's Folk Arts Apprenticeship Program. Harrod's passion for music connects him with tradition while mentoring students.
Sharing good energy with people and doing something that's fun allows for self-expression. And I think for people who are really deep into it, have done it for a long time, it's also a spiritual thing. And I think it has always been that at the deepest level for people who participate in it.
As for Cowan Creek Mountain Music School, Harrod calls it the ideal place to learn about Kentucky's music and its culture.
And share it and take some of it back with you. Everybody ends up feeling better when they go home.
For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Owenton, Kentucky.